Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 219 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday, 4th of May, 2025. Everyone, that was The Month of May by John Sampson and Friends, as here we are at the beginning of May. The two-couple jig Come What May by Romaine Butterfield is published in RSCDS Book 51 and is very simple. First man and second lady advance and retire, and then do-si-do. Their partners repeat. One's cross and cast as two step up, two's cross and cast as one step up. Ones and twos advance and retire, and dance half rights and lefts to progress. We might just have this six times through. Ian Muir and his band made the recording. Thank you. for Come What May is Mickey Banks by Robert Gawley. Then Ian Muir played two by Lindsay Ross, Malcolm Ross and Ian McIntosh of Pinehouse. And the fourth tune was Elizabeth Campbell's Jig. Of course, specifically today is Star Wars Day. May the Force be with you. And Antoine Rousseau wrote the reel May the Fourth be with you in 2016. Another simple dance, ones and twos circle to the left and then right hand across. One set, cast, set and set advancing to pivot into double triangle position. Double triangles and then ones and threes, left hand across and circle to the right. At the end of the first time through, this flows straight into circle to the left. And then after the second iteration, the bottom two couples can dance bars 1 to 12 to progress the original ones to the bottom. The best I could do for an appropriate track was Links of Fourth on Don Bartlett's well-tuned piano.
We'll be right back.
John Bartlett played his tune, The Well-Tuned Piano, and then The Handsome Ploughboy and The Bridge of Lodi, both traditional. A historical date which caught my eye is in 1471, Edward IV defeated a Lancastrian army in the Battle of Tewkesbury, killing Edward of Westminster, who was Prince of Wales. I was at secondary school in Tewkesbury, and the battlefield site is called Bloody Meadow. For this, we will have the 8x32 bar Strathspey, The Bonnie White Rose, by John Drury, from 1964. And I've chosen Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw Band playing Mona Lear, which means Grey Mountain Range, as the lead tune is John Drury's original dance title, Rose Among the Heather. Rose Among the Heather, traditional, was followed by three Jimmy Shan tunes. Morag Hutton Strass Bay, Jimmy Shan's compliments to Miss Milligan, and Miss Audrey Hinchcliffe's Strass Bay. Another May the 4th anniversary is the Cornwall Railway, which in 1859 opened across the Royal Albert Bridge linking Devon and Cornwall. The best known Cornish dance is the Roeslath Cross by Henrietta Vosper, published in Book 41, the Millennium Book, for which David Cunningham and his band recorded the CD. tune for the Roslath Cross was composed by Carol Garner, also a member of the Cornwall branch. And David Cunningham followed this with James Stephen and Harry C. Ogilvie, both by Angus Fitchett, and Poacher Watty by Charles Sherritt. The Border Bridge was devised by Wilmer Miller in 1982 for a different border, Berwick-upon-Tweed's 500th anniversary. Three couples advance and retire and turn into promenade hold. Three-couple promenade with ones casting to face first corners. Hello goodbye setting and circle round and back. Muriel Johnston's band with Marian Anderson recorded a cassette in 1995 for Dunsan District. Muriel Johnston played her own tune, Border Bridge, then The New High Level by Robert Wynnum, Kirk's Hornpipe and Miss Gayton's Hornpipe. Another Cornwall dance is the square set 80 Bar Strass Bay, Cornwall Revisited, by Marilyn Watson in 2006. The dance is quite intricate with both Schiehallion and reverse Schiehallion reels. For this, I have chosen Andrew Rankin and his band playing the McCulloch Strass Bay. Was Andrew Rankin and his band playing for the RSCDS in 1981 with very sparse tune information, A Strass Bay by MacDonald and Regalia of Scotland by an unknown composer. In 1904, the US began construction of the Panama Canal, and at some point someone thought up the palindrome, a man, a plan, a canal, Panama. This inspired Sue McKinnell to devise Panama, a three-couple reel in 2007. Sue recommends that it is danced six times through, but I think three times will suffice today. And the music, appropriately enough, is History in the Making by Marian Anderson's band. Marion and her band played St. Ninian's Isle by Ronnie Cooper, Paddy on the Railroad, and Jim Scott Petty Officer First Class by Muriel Johnston. That leads us nicely into some basically palindromic dances, beginning with the White-Heathered Jig. This recording is from Leonard Brown's CD All Sets Complete. Two-step by Jimmy Shan was the theme tune for the Whiteheather Club, and Leonard paired that with Anne Fraser Mackenzie by Bobby McLeod. Square sets obviously lend themselves to symmetry, and if you take bars 9 to 32 as one movement, then the Dreamcatcher is palindromic. George Meikle and the Lothian Band recorded for RSCDS Book 45. Thank you. tunes for The Dreamcatcher are both by Eric Allen, Rosie and Sir Henry Daniel of Gooch. Roy Goldring liked symmetry in dances, and he wrote many well-known five-couple dances, with maybe Inch Mickory being the most symmetrical one. Neil Barron wrote the lead tune, The Warehouse, and I prefer Luke Brady's version to Muriel Johnston's. Brady's band played The Warehouse by Neil Barron, and then three by Robert McIntosh, Miss Betty Cares Reel, Miss Nancy Dick's favourite, and Miss Sophia Campbell of Saddles Reel, before returning to the original for Inch Mickory. Our last in this section is another three-couple dance, The Palindrome Reel by John Rigby. One's cross right, cast and turn left into man up, lady down, right hand across. Reels of three on the sides, ones beginning right shoulder to second corners. Repeat the right hand across, then ones turn left hand, cast off, and cross right. I thought the obvious recording for this was from Valensuite 3, Start As You Finish. Ian Muir of Prestwick made this recording in 2008.
Thank you.
Julian Muir played A Tribute to Lindsay Ross by Andrew Rankin, The Reverend Peter Fenton by Adam Rennie, and The Bitter Lemon Reel by Graham Mitchell. Our last bit of history for today is that in 1972, the Don't Make a Wave Committee, a fledgling environmental organisation founded the previous year in Canada, officially changed its name to Greenpeace Foundation. Not necessarily an easy theme, but enough for our last two dances. Green Strasbourg by Loretta De Angelis is for a square set and uses four bars of Schiehallion reels to progress. I like the idea of pairing it with a track from Ian Slater called Tell Na Me a Wind and Rain. Ian Slater played the Boys of Blue Hill, Off to California, and the Piper of Dundee. Our final dance is Making Waves, which Greenpeace have been successfully doing for over 50 years now. The dance is by James Crowe in 2000. Ones go on a walkabout and finish in Partner's Place. Reflection rails of three on the sides, hello goodbye setting, and then teapots. I had no ideas for a track to use, but found this one on my list of good ones. Gordon Shand and his band for Reels and Wheels in 2001. Elton John played all his own tunes on that track, called The Wellington Connection. The tunes were Tom's Rocking Fiddle, Red Wine Reel, Billy's Baldy Brushes, Life in the Fast Lane, and The Scunner. Bill Ewan will play us out with May Each Day. I hope you all have a good week. Next week we'll be celebrating VE Day, and I'll be preparing for another live The Sunday Class. See you then. Bye!